from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The plains bracing for more severe weather tomorrow. Nebraska's been hit especially hard with suspected tornadoes in the Omaha and Lincoln areas.
We have crews dispatched to the hardest hit areas right now. They're going to be putting together a strategic plan for a detailed search of the area, starting with the properties with the most damage.
Omaha Fire Chief Kathy Bossman. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard today from Rona Graff, the former president's longtime assistant. ABC's Aaron Katursky says she claims she kept contact information on two women that he's accused of paying to keep quiet.
On cross-examination, Trump's lawyer Susan Nicholas suggested Stormy Daniels visited Trump Tower because she was being considered for a role on The Apprentice. Graff said there was office chatter about that. I vaguely recall hearing Trump say that Daniels may be one of the interesting people who could be on the show. But no ambiguity on one point. When Trump's lawyer asked Graff if she wanted to be there in court, her one-word answer... no.
The trial resumes Tuesday morning. The Pentagon's announced the U.S. will provide Ukraine with additional Patriot missiles as part of a massive $6 billion additional aid package. The U.S. opting not to impose sanctions on Israeli military units accused of human rights violations in the West Bank. Some of those incidents caught on tape.
In a letter first obtained by ABC News, Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying because Israel has taken steps to address the issues, the U.S. will not delay the delivery of any U.S. assistance to the IDF. Despite a U.S. investigation determining those units were, quote, credibly implicated in a gross violation of human rights against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank prior to October 7.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. 4 years probation for Jeremy Cooper, one of the Colorado paramedics convicted of giving Elijah McClain a lethal dose of a powerful sedative. You're listening to ABC News. The FAA is investigating an incident involving a Boeing plane, an LAX-bound Delta flight, making an emergency return to New York this morning after an evacuation slide fell off the 767.
A group of students, among the 183 passengers and crew on flight 520, departing JFK.
Once the floor started rattling, then it got a little
scary. I didn't realize it was
the floor was rattling, though?
Yeah.
The 33-year-old Boeing 767 landing safely back at JFK about a half hour after it took off.
ABC's Kena Whitworth. The Pentagon says anti-ship missiles fired from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen struck and damaged a British-owned commercial ship in the Red Sea. CENTCOM says the Iranian-backed terror group fired three missiles, hitting the MV Andromeda Star today. The vessel reports minor damage and no injuries. The ship's owners say it will continue its voyage. A bill to allow teachers and staff to carry guns in schools is now law in Tennessee.
The law goes into effect immediately. Tennessee Republicans passed the bill over the protests of school shooting survivors, teachers, and gun reform advocates. Parents and most school staff will not be told who has a weapon or where it might be stored. Republicans voted down Democratic efforts to put safe storage requirements in the bill. Teachers and staffers will have required training. District and school officials and local police must approve a staffer's authority to carry a gun. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.